Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's our NFL game preview of the week. It's the surprising Atlanta Falcons at 2-2, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 2-2 with the GOAT Tom Brady. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me always is a gentleman that knows all about the Atlanta Falcons organization. He played 12 great years for the Falcons. But make no bones, he made his legacy down there at Florida State. He started a tradition of all the great players that followed him and built that program from ground up. He's out of South Florida. Reason I say that, because he always want to remind me, even when he's looking at me, even when he's saying things on the slide, that the best football players come out of the South Florida area. Bobby Butler, Lamar Jackson, Deion Sanders. I don't have to say no more.
Yes, sir.
My man, Mr. Bobby Butler, how you doing this morning? I know you got a great smile on your face. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Benson, man. It's a great day to be alive. And you know, I'm excited about this week's game, man. I'm really excited about this game this week.
Let's go back to last week. The Falcons shocked the world.
Well, when we talked about that game last Wednesday.
Break it down, brother. I want you, the key words you said, I'm going to let you have the floor.
When we talked about that game last Wednesday, we did say a few things that the Falcons had to do to win the game. And they did that. They made the game physical, you know. They ran the ball, you know. Hey, listen, let's give Arthur Smith some credit. He did say he wanted a physical ball club with big play people on the perimeter, right? And so we're seeing that. He's establishing that, right? And so, hey, listen, man, there's nothing in the game of football that can take the place of a running attack. It does a few things, Vincent. Number one, it possesses the clock. Number two, it wears down in defense. You can't be on the field that long when you're playing D like that, right? And so when you're doing that, you're making the game physical. I mean, he's doing exactly what he wanted to do. Now, I was a little concerned, and you heard me say this. I want to see Cordell play a little wide receiver, a little bit of that. But let's be honest, he can run the ball. You know, the guy, if he was returning kickoffs, he would be leading the league in kickoff returns. We know that about him, right? So the guy's a phenom. And so, you know, they've been playing him. He's been doing well. Well, of course, he won't be with us this week. But here's what I always say, Vincent. I don't think we have anything to worry about this week. We do what we do. Running backs and wide receivers. I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. Running backs and wide receivers are a dime a dozen. I can go back to the 561 right now and find some of my homeboys sitting on the side of the building drinking brews. And you can put them in the game and they can give you production in the backfield. They're dime a dozen. So last week, what we saw was a young guy by the name of Caleb Huntley. He did a great job, along with another young guy, Tyler Allgeier. Great job. So we're not going to miss a beat, because at the end of the day, this was the key to the game last week. Whoever won the game in the what? Trenches. We said that, right? Well, hey, listen, it don't matter who you get a ball to. You got to win up front. If we win up front, it's going to work out all right. Point proven. Back in the mid-80s, we had a great running back by the name of William Andrews. At that point, the best Atlanta Falcons had ever seen. He went down one year with a knee injury. And Gerald Riggs came in and tore it up. All pro. Then Gerald Riggs got hurt. An undrafted free agent from that school that's killing everybody right now. Appalachian State, by the name of John Settle, undrafted free agent, came in and went to the Pro Bowl. And then we had all these draft choices. Everybody got hurt. A young man from Texas. I think he played at North Texas State. Eric Pegram came in and shook up the world. So listen, man, it's all about up front. And so we're going to go in this game, and our game plan is not going to change. Now, when I look at the stat line, when I look at what's been going on with both teams, the Tampa Bay Bucs, and I ain't got to talk about Tom Brady. Y'all know about Tom Brady, the GOAT. Y'all know what he do, right? You know, he's got some off-the-field issues right now. Maybe that may work in our favor, you know? But when I look at what both teams have been doing the last 4 weeks, what we have been doing, we've been averaging 25.8 points a game scoring. Tampa Bay is only averaging 20.5 points a game. That's unusual, Vincent, right? So, but their defense has been good. Their defense has only allowed 17 a game, where we've been giving up 25 a game, right? But we're 2-2, they 2-2. All right. So when it comes to an offensive stat, Tampa Bay is really, in my opinion, upside down, because they're throwing the ball, you know, at 264 yards a game. I mean, Tom doing Tom, right? But they're not running the ball. They're only averaging 65 yards a game in the rushing game. They're kind of lopsided. Now, I know their game plan this week is to run the football with Leonard Fournette. But I'm going to say this. They'll bail out of that so quick because they got the GOAT, right? You got to always remember, they got the GOAT. See, so if we can kind of fuzzle that running game in the beginning, they'll go back to what they've been doing, and it's going to work in our favor, right? All right, Cordell Patterson won't be here this week. He's on injury reserve. Like I said, we're going to be fine in our running game with Huntley and Allgeier. And so, but we've been averaging, Benson, 168 yards on the ground a game. Bruh! Hey, listen. See, y'all got to understand. I played during a time, you know, the Falcons used to be in the NFC West. We're in the same division with the Saints, of course, but we also were in the same division with the Rams and with the 49ers. See, I can tell you firsthand what that running game can do on defense. I had to play against Eric Dickerson. You know, I had to play against Roger Craig.
Woo!
Tom Rathman.
Woo!
So I'm telling you what a run game can do to a defense. And so I think our game plan, I think we're right there where we need to be. You know, our passing game is not what we want, but, you know, we're okay. We got some guys producing out there. Drake London is doing a great job, you know, and so we're doing good there. You know what Tampa Bay got out wide. You know, now Tampa Bay got some juice now in their passing game. We know that because they got the GOAT, but they got a plethora of wide receivers and Mike Evans. We know some of these guys, Russell Gage, Chris Godwin. They just signed Cole Beasley a couple weeks ago. I think Cole had about four catches the other day, right? They got Julio Jones, who's they say he questionable, Vincent, but I don't think Julio going to miss this one. For some reason, I think he'll be around for this game. Rashad Perriman. So they got guys, right? But at the end of the day, it don't matter. If we can keep Tom Brady off the field and continue to run the football, bruh, we going 3-2 this weekend. And I'm going to be honest with you, Vincent. I like the Falcons in this game, 24-21.
Before I bring something up that I have our producer who does an outstanding job here with Logan Landers, I want to say some first things first. Number one, I listen to a lot of the people here locally in the city of Atlanta. And it's amazing how they really, really hurt this football team. But I want you to listen to this real quick. You see, there's four words on that screen right there, four letters. F. A. K. E. It's called fake. And what I learned over the first month leading up to the Falcon season is that you got a lot of fake people that's close to this organization. They're supposed to be helping this organization. That's what I don't understand. Criticizing Coach Smith and his draft picks. And there were some people that even said the Falcons wouldn't win before games this year.
Hmm.
But what I heard yesterday, I heard somebody, I was out working in Sandy Springs, and they said Arthur Smith sound like a guy from the Midwest. But he told his co-host that he's from Memphis. Oh, it's the way people talk in Memphis? So to you, I want to say this to you. You know who your name is because you be watching every week. Coming to you on the dusty road. Good loving. I got a truckload. When you get it, you got something. So don't worry, because I'm coming. Arthur Smith is a soul man from Memphis, Tennessee, the 901. Maybe you're jealous because his father's a CEO of FedEx. Now getting back to the other people. This other person. It's the beat writer for the Falcons. I heard him on a platform last night. Okay. They bring him in this segment, BB, to talk about the Falcons. Him and this other former NFL player. But they didn't talk about the Falcons for about 3 minutes. It wasn't positive about the game. It was about what Marcus Mariota didn't play well in the game. And comments were, if Marcus Mariota don't get it cleaned up, this is going to hurt the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to go back to my boy who's singing a second tune now, who went 1-for-7 in the 81 Sugar Bowl, who said the Falcons wouldn't win before games. They're a bad football team after the New York Jets preseason game. You know who I'm talking about.
Preseason.
But all I know, this team is 2-2. Now, I'm a Cowboys fan true to heart, but you know what? My second team is the Falcons. So if any Falcon fan watching this video and I got the former NFL great that played for him, y'all need to rise up and get behind this man.
Yes, sir.
And then I heard somebody yesterday. I don't know what NFL expert, but listen real closely to you out there. They said the Atlanta Falcons could be the Cincinnati Bengals of this season.
Ah.
All I know, last week, 202 yards against Cleveland on 35 carries,
mm-hmm.
5 yards a pop,
mm-hmm.
on the season, 672 yards, 5.1. All I know, somebody was blasting Drake London, but you're not doing it now, California, y'all ain't. Cal Pitts, that run game,
And they're doing it with a gentleman that was thrown under the bus and thrown away by the Tennessee Titans and didn't even play a down last year with the Raiders out of Hawaii. It don't matter what he threw for. I don't care if he threw for 2 yards. They won the football game. It's hard to win in the NFL. Have y'all been listening to this gentleman in front of me? It's only a few people can play this game at a high level. This ain't for everybody. The Falcons 2-2, baby.
That's right.
They're halfway to them 4 games. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody in the league saying this. And Bobby, maybe you can help me out, BB. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play them guys down there in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And kudos to the offensive line. Jake Matthews.
Yes, sir.
McGarry.
Yes, sir.
Drew Dahlman.
Yes, sir.
Chris Lynchman.
Mm-hmm. Shout
maybe
out.
Maybe the best right now in all of pro football. I know this. Tom Brady's got some personal problems going on. He threw 52 times last week and they lost against Kansas City for 385 yards. But the Tampa Bay defense gave up 200 yards to the Chiefs on the ground.
On the ground.
All I'm going to say to you, to all you, I'm going to spell it out for you. H-A-T-E-R-S. Haters. That running game is going to be like Zonka.
Yes, sir.
Chick. Morris. South Florida. The God is good. The gentleman in front of me is from South Florida. It's going to be Miami Dolphins 2, baby. Sonny Crockett. Ricardo Tubbs. And Arthur Smith not going nowhere. He don't like you in the media. He understands. Because he here to handle business. He comes from a daddy that built nothing into a CEO company. And since you're throwing shots at Memphis, you know who you are. Cleveland ain't no pretty town itself. This is a special football team, man. And let me throw kudos to the defense. Troy Anderson. Mm-hmm. Y'all was killing him out of Montana State. The gentleman who was 1-for-7 in the Sugar Bowl was saying they should have taken N'Kobe Dean. I understand that N'Kobe Dean, he from Horn Lake, Mississippi, right outside Memphis. But hey, Arthur Smith and Terry Funston know what they're doing. Funston came out of New Orleans. A.J. Terrell playing like a Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. D'Angelo Malone. Lorenzo Carter, homeboys that came back.
Up in the house.
Grady Jarrett outside Aaron Donald is that dude. This football team finna take this city on fire, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Arthur Smith finna take it to another level. Mm-hmm. Gonna win a lot of football games. All I'm saying is keep talking against them, beat writer. 1-for-7, keep talking against them. Former player, keep talking against them. You know what I'm talking about. Because it's going down. It's going down because they got the white soul man, Mr. Arthur Smith, Stack Records leading the way out of Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm proud. I'm honored. I'm grateful. Thank you. And I'm blessed to have the gentleman in front of me who played with the Falcons. Get on board, baby, and stop being critical of the Atlanta Falcons.
Let's go.
Final words, Mr. Butler.
Hey, man, Benson, you did a great job. You capped it off really well. You know, that old school physical blue-collar football comes when you run that ball, and we're doing an excellent job doing that. And I'm glad you gave a shout-out to the O-line. Hey, guys, Jake Matthews, Elijah Wilkinson, Drew Dahlman, Caleb McGarry, and Chris Lindstrom, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding. And you're going to get to the top. There's no formula for the game of football like a run game. You know, you can throw that ball around like a frisbee, like everybody's doing now. But at the end of the day, if I possess the clock on you and I wear your defense down raggedy by the fourth quarter, we're going to win that football game. You can count that. So kudos to you, Coach and Coach Smith, and keep doing what you're doing. Hey, I can't wait to see it. There's a new sheriff in town. Them Dirty Birds coming back. There's a new sheriff in town. Let's go, Arthur Smith. I'm with you.
My final words, this gentleman right here, I don't have to make no bones. Last week he said that for the Falcons to win the football game, they got to go back to old school. They ran the football one more time, 202 yards on 35 carries, collectively as a team. When I look at this gentleman in front of me saying that, I think his word and him playing in the league takes precedence over everybody, what everybody said. Even talking about everybody that played in the 2000s and 90s. See, this gentleman played in the 80s. John Riggins, Sweetness, Walter Payton, Icky Woods, Christian Okoye. You can't get no more physical than that, baby. Marcus Allen. When teams were running the football, see, this gentleman is a year older than me. So back then, the National Football League, it was about all guts and heart.
That's right.
Running the football. The Atlanta Falcons, the new Miami Dolphins of the 70s, Zonka Kick, Mercury Morris, baby. My man, Arthur Smith, soul man. I don't care who I pissed off today. You could talk about me. I don't care because you F-A-A, you F-A-K-E, fake. You fake. You don't want Arthur Smith to succeed, but that's all right. That's all right. Warriors come out to play. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate here on One of the Odds Football. Special thanks to the young man in front of me who knows all about the tradition, the organization. I know he's got to be happy inside. He told y'all last week, this football team is going to be straightforward. Nothing about it. We're coming at you. We're going to run the football, and we got them dogs, as he said, on the outside. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Five Slammer Jammer, the NFL, Clyde Drexler, King. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. It's a great time to be a Falcon fan.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
On Sunday, I'm going to say this. I'm taking the Falcons in the upset, 20-17. And you know what? The pulse of this city is going to change. Everybody trying to divert their attention to the Atlanta Braves. But that's all right, though. But remember this. When you talk about somebody and you don't want to see nobody succeed, it usually is my mother, Inez Turner, who's watching today in Memphis, Tennessee. And maybe, Bobby, you can relate to this. It's an old school saying. If you dig a ditch, you better dig two for you. Thank you for watching 100 Yards of Football this morning here.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.